Hey there, Freedom Fighters. My name is Andrew Warner, and I'm the founder of Mixergy, and I was feeling really bummed out lately. And I realized what it is. It's, number one, I'm with the family a lot lately where we're all stuck indoors together, and it's fun, but it's also, it's wearing me out that I don't have my own space. And number two, I just get sucked into negative news. My habit is to tell my smart speaker, play the news, just as I walk around the house because I like to have stuff going on. And it didn't occur to me how much it was depressing to hear all that until I started realizing that the best days that I had were days when I was interviewing people who had figured out something to do, who were active, and I was getting lost in their stories. And so I thought, I'm going to go on Twitter and I'm going to ask, who's doing well right now? Who's doing, in fact, if I could even say this, better in March than they were in February of 2020? Who's seeing a little bit even of an uptick? I want to see what's working and start to highlight the little successes and learn from them. And one of the people who I connected with is an entrepreneur who I frankly didn't know. And I started doing research on him in the couple of hours that I had since we fully, firmly locked this in. And here's what he's got. Vishal Kothari. Vishal Kothari. I actually called someone on your team to ask a few questions. And before I ended the conversation, I said, how do I pronounce his name? He told me, and it looks like the iPad auto corrected my phonetic spelling. He is from Tykey Software. What they do is they help people who have WordPress websites that are designed to sell. And most WordPress websites that sell use a plugin called WooCommerce to enable them to sell online. And once they do that, they have issues that all online stores have, like abandoned carts, like how do you tell your customer when they're going to get their order? Like how do you make an appointment and book it? What they've done, what Vishal's company, Tykey Softwares, has done is it created the tools to enable online stores to sell more and take better care of their customers. So I invited him here to talk about how he's doing, how he built it, why he thinks it's doing better now, and just to have a conversation that will be a little uplifting, a little educational, a little bit Corona-related, but not Corona-obsessed. And we can do it thanks to two phenomenal sponsors. The first, if you're hearing what you like here and you decide I want to build a website that sells, you could do it on WordPress. And if you go to hostgator.com/Mixergy, they'll set you up with a super low rate that will allow you to do that. And the second, if you need to hire developers to create your own plugins for yourself, for your clients, if you need anything developed, TopTal is the place to go. But I'll tell you later why you should go to toptal.com/Mixergy. First, Vishal, good to have you here.
Hey, Andrew. Nice talking to you as well.
Direct from what city are you in?
Mumbai.
Wow. Thanks so much for being here. Revenue, can you talk about what the actual numbers are for last year?
Sure. So for 2019, we have made close to $335,000.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
Yeah.
Bootstrap company?
Absolutely.
Totally bootstrap. You founded it when?
I founded it in 2012, February 2012. So, okay. Yeah. And I started selling my first plugin for $9.
One-time fee.
Yeah, one-time fee, lifetime license. Okay. And now the same plugin we are selling for $99, a yearly fee. And it sells
for a yearly
well.
Fee, $99.
Yearly fee, $99.
Well. Sorry, watch out as you're moving the mic because it keeps brushing up against your jacket. How much of an increase did you start to see in March?
So in March,
I'm definitely hearing a lot more mic movement.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah.
No problem. That's okay.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So I just was looking at the numbers, as compared to the last quarter, January to March 2019, and January to March 2020, we are seeing 40% increase.
That's January. March, the world changed. What happened in March?
So in March, I think in this March, what has happened is due to this crisis that we are in.
Yes.
A couple of our plugins, especially the plugins that help manage deliveries, people have started buying them a lot more because, they have realized that they can only deliver a limited stock of whatever they are selling. So the sales of those plugins have increased, you know, they have doubled actually than what they were in February.
The order, wait, are we talking about the order delivery date product and the product delivery date pro?
Delivery date.
That's which correct. One, sorry?
Absolutely. Yeah,
which one?
That's right. Order delivery date is the big one. And then the product delivery date also slightly, but order delivery date is the maximum grossing product for us.
Order delivery date plugin allows businesses to create complex delivery schedules and thereby optimize their local delivery. Store owners can deliver items at customers' chosen date and time, and thereby improving customer service. So that's where if I need to deliver something to my office on the date that I expect to be in the office instead of the first earliest date, I'd be exactly. able to do that if the store had your plugin.
Exactly. Absolutely.
I didn't even realize that was a need.
Yeah, even I did not. That's the plugin I started selling for $9. That's one of our first plugins of the company, right, in 2012. And now, in this time, I realize how important it's helping businesses because, let's say, you know, earlier you were able to handle unlimited number of deliveries, but now you realize that you have very limited stock of, let's say, bakeries or, you know, of food items. Then you need to make sure that you are not overloaded with the deliveries. You know?
Got it. So it's not just about the customer's need for having things delivered when they'll be there. It's about the store owner saying, I don't have an infinite number of bagels. I have now a big crowd of people who are buying bagels from us because they can't go into stores. How do I not disappoint them and spread out the delivery based on inventory?
Exactly.
Got it. That makes total sense that people are using this.
Yeah, so the store owner can say that, you know, earlier I used to deliver a hundred orders in a day, but now I can only deliver 20 orders. So once the 20 orders are placed for a date, then that date becomes unavailable for any other customers to choose.
Fair to say also that what I'm seeing talking to people who responded to that tweet, who I happen to have scheduled interviews with before all this, what I'm seeing is e-commerce as a business model is growing, right? And so people who are in e-commerce are growing along with it. And some have products that are much more directly related to what's going on right now and are doing even better. And others are just gaining a little, you tell me.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
That's what's happening.
Yeah, that's what is happening. So people suddenly have a lot of time because they are, you know, mostly locked in their homes.
Yes.
And they want to work on things. They want to be productive. So they want to make sure that they are utilizing this time, you know, in the right way. Like you know, you said that let's throw in some positivity because there is all negative news. So you are utilizing your time interviewing people like me. So I think there are two things. One, that people who have niche products who can help in these times of crisis, they are getting, you know, maximum revenue exposure. And people are also having time on their hands to work on, you know, on their website, on their e-commerce store, you know, to make sure that whenever things go normal, then they can, you know, make up for the lost revenue.
You know what? So it's part of my preparing for this interview because I don't know you. I don't have friends in common with you. Right. We don't live in the same city. I told you, I talked to AD, the founder of WooCommerce. Yeah. He and I were WhatsApping each other. Mm-hmm. And then we started talking about our families and where he's doing. And so it ended up being a nice conversation. The other thing that I did was I saw you had a salesperson, David Katzner. I just called him out of the blue. And so I started talking to David. And because we're all in a crisis mode, I asked him how he was dealing with it a little bit, how I was dealing with it. We talked a little bit about what you must be going through in India. And he said, you know, Andrew, truthfully, I thought things would be quiet right now. A lot of my friends even asked me, so how are you doing with that tech company that you're working for? And he said, it actually ended up being the opposite of quiet. Yeah. It's actually growing right now. And I asked him which plugin specifically was going gangbusters. And he said, if you're looking for one that's working and the others that aren't, it's all of them that are doing well right now. Right. In this market. Is he a full-time guy here in the US?
So he wears many hats. He is a TV producer. He runs a company called the National Parenting Center, which actually tests gadgets, you know, for parents and kids. Mm. And he has been doing that since 1990, I think. So,
and working as your customer service or salesperson is part of it.
Pre-sales guy.
And so,
and because we thought a US presence was important, because the maximum sales come in from the US. So, and because I know him since 2005 now. So, you know, one fine day we just said that, you know, why don't you do this for us?
How do you know him from 2005?
So I used to work in this, in my previous company, it was a client, and we, you know, I worked on his project. That's how we came to know each other.
On the National Parenting Center website.
No, that those were different projects. He is a big sports fan. So, okay. Yeah, we used to do, fantasy sports, websites, NFL, NHL, MLB, you know, NBA, all of them. And that's how, we came to know each other. And then in 2009, I started doing work for him directly. That's when I had left my company. And we have friends since
then. Let's go over a little bit of your background. The reason that he came to mind was he's the guy who talks to potential customers. And he said the same thing you did. He said, I thought it'd be interesting to get some color from him. He said, people are stuck at home. There's not much that they could do to help the international. He didn't say it exactly like this, but... Mm-hmm. My understanding was they can't change the economics of the world, but they can improve their own business, their own website, and they're fiddling with it. They're tweaking it. They're improving it. And I thought that was helpful to come from him. I'm going to take a moment, talk about my first sponsor, and then we'll come back and ask you what you did just before this. My first sponsor is a company called HostGator. If you like what you're hearing here, if you decide, you know what, I want to build an e-commerce site, I have an idea for something to do. Let me tell you something. First idea, let it suck. Let it be the thing that you end up closing down and then rebuilding and then starting another one and just keep playing until you find the one that feels right. And playing doesn't take a long time. Just like if you sit down and you wanted to write an article, the first one doesn't have to be the gangbuster one that goes viral. It's just one that is interesting. And then you write another and another until you find one that catches fire and a topic that gets you. Same thing with building your website. If you have an idea, go to hostgator.com/mixergy, build it up, learn through the building experience, see how fast and easy it could be to create an e-commerce site, a site that sells something by building it on WordPress and WooCommerce. If you decide, you know what, I did that, it's easy, it's great, but it's not for me, totally fine to delete it and start another and another and another until you find the one that works. And with each iteration, with each experiment, you learn a little bit more about this technology. This is the time to learn. And the best way to learn how to build this new business, how to build a site, is by actually doing it yourself. And it's not hard. You could do it on whatever device you have with you right now by going to hostgator.com/mixergy. They'll get you started. They'll make it easy and they'll make it super inexpensive. hostgator.com/mixergy. And I'm grateful to them for sponsoring. Yeah, when you throw that /mixergy at the end, you get $100 ad credit, you get this and that, but you also get a lowest price possible and you get to support me. And I appreciate you for doing that. Thank you. And thank you, HostGator. What were you doing just before? Were you a website builder?
Yeah, so I started working in 2004. I started as a programmer, so developing websites.
Sorry, that mic again is, I keep bringing it up, but we didn't get a chance. We can't send mics to people in India. I could send mics to anyone in the US. Going even to like Canada is a pain, and then going to the UK is a nightmare. Going to India, we haven't even figured out a way. I apologize. Sorry, you were saying 2004, you got started doing what?
Yeah, I started doing programming, and PHP, you know, was the language that I used to work on. And eventually, you know, everything that was technical started coming into my way because I was good at it. So PHP, you know, command line tools, C++.
How did you learn all this?
Yeah, it was on my own. It was, you know, on the job. So yeah, you know, it was all on the job, and I am, you know, grateful to the to my previous company, you know, where I used to work, because I got exposure to almost such a variety of technologies, right? From C++ to mobile programming to PHP, you know, to...
This is at Magna Technologies.
That's right, Magna Technologies.
This was your job, but you were learning it on the job? You didn't learn it at the University of Mumbai, where you went?
No, I did not, because the education where we used to, you know, when we used to learn, when I passed out in 2004, the education was not that, you know, ahead of its time. It was like we were being taught, you know, C language. That was the most advanced that we learned in the university. So, so yeah, the education system needs an overhaul in India. That's a separate topic, though. But yeah, it was all on the job. And yeah, it was almost doing each and every single thing in the company, which, you know, which I kept on doing without thinking that, is this my job or not?
Uh-huh. But, and again, with the mic. Where's the mic? Is it on the earphones? Oh, yeah. You might need to just hold it up like that while we're talking away from the shirt.
Sure, that's okay. I have one mic. It's in the office, actually, you know, and I haven't been able to go to the office.
I know. I need a pop filter. It's a whole thing. So you just kept saying, whatever work I could do, I'm going to take it on and I'm going to do it. What's a project that you were working on back when you were at Magna Technologies that helped you learn a little bit?
Oh, there were many, actually. I can't say one, but I used to do account management for one client, which was global, where I was responsible for giving 24/7 support as well. That helped me a lot. I brought in projects worth about $50,000 because the company needed, you know, some projects to come in. So I started bidding online. And that time it was Elance, what we have Upwork.
Oh, that's how you got clients from Elance.
Elance,
yeah. Got it. Yeah, yeah. Elance. Which is now, like you said, it's Upwork. Okay, so you were doing all this. Where did you get the idea that eventually became Tyche?
So in 2009, I left this company. I left this job to do something on my own. And that's when I, along with a friend who was also a partner, we decided to build a ERP solution for the diamond and jewelry market.
We're talking about email. What's ERP?
No, ERP. ERP. It's like an enterprise solution like SAP.
What does ERP do?
So ERP essentially handles all aspects of the business, right from the core business to payroll processing to anything you can
enterprise
imagine.
Enterprise resource planning. Integrated exactly, management of main business processes, often in real time and mediated by software and technology, says Absolutely. Wikipedia. Okay, got it. So that's what you were working on. How does that lead you to create this?
Right. So we chose this field of diamond and jewelry because my family is into it. The rest of my family, they are into this business of diamond and jewelry. So that's how the idea came. Like, why not build a software for them? People advised us against that why are you doing it? No one will buy this thing in this market.
To do what?
To build an ERP solution for these, you know, this market, diamond and jewelry
they
market.
Said, why did they say that they wouldn't want all this?
Because that's a very traditional industry. They are they are not that advanced or not that tech savvy.
Yeah.
But we said that's a challenge. So why not do it? And maybe if we, it might work. So I wanted to try it out. So we tried to build that ERP solution. We tried at it for about 2 years. And eventually I said that this is not for me. Things are not working as well as I had anticipated.
Were they right? The people who told you, look, this is not a market that's ready for it?
Yeah, so the delivery cycle was very long. You know, a project would take about 6 months and the revenue, what we would get for that was peanuts, you know. And if you are a client, then the clients in this industry, they would want us to come to their office every time, for a meeting. They would not do meetings on Skype or Zoom, or something like that. So that would mean we would spend a lot of time and in Mumbai, traveling is very messy. It's like LA, So after trying for two years or so, I said that, this is not working out and I can do something better. So it's better I switch. And funny thing was that when we were building the ERP solution, we were trying to make it like WordPress. We were trying to make something like WordPress where we can put in a plugin, we can activate and deactivate that. So we knew WordPress at that time in 2009, but we never thought that let's build something for WordPress. We said that, let's build our ERP solution like WordPress is working. So we tried to do that and it did not work. And then in 2011, at the end of 2011, I started looking for work because, you know, I did not want to pursue that project any longer. So I started giving interviews. I started looking for more clients on Elance. And the interviews, I was rejected. Like 2-3 interviews, they did not call me back. And on Elance, I got a client who wanted to hire me, but they wanted me to work during Christmas and during New Year, both. And that too, you know, in New York time, so East Coast. So I was like, and that would be like night time for us in India. It's yeah. opposite time zones. So I asked my wife, you know, what should I do? She's like, you know, why not go for it? We don't have any work anyways. So you know, you should go for it. And I went for that client, and that's how it started. And the idea of building plugins then came in, 2012, early 2012, because I did not want to depend on a single source. Like I did got that one client, you know, who started giving me regular work, but I did not want to solely depend on that. You know,
okay. I need to figure something out for myself on the side that I can build. How did you come up with the idea for it was still a WooCommerce plugin. WooCommerce is a way of turning WordPress into an online store.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a way of turning WordPress into an online store. And I actually started building plugins, not for WooCommerce. There was another software, another plugin called WP eCommerce. You know, which was a big one at that time in 2012. So I built my first plugin for WP eCommerce, and only like 3-4 months into that, I realized that there is more demand for WooCommerce plugins rather than for WP eCommerce.
Basil, how did you know that this was going to be a type of plugin that you should create, whether it's for WooCommerce or WP eCommerce? Where did that come from?
That's a good question. I used to look at the support forums, you know, of WooCommerce.
I used to
look at that and see what people are asking. And I wanted to build something which could be built quickly.
Yep.
And if I had to fail, you know, I could fail quickly.
Yep.
Instead of, you know, waiting for 2 years. So, and I wanted to build something which would make me money when I am sleeping.
Okay.
So that would never happen in a service business. That could only happen in a product business. So that's how the idea of the delivery date, you know, plugin first came in.
Because you saw people had this specific problem in the forums. Yeah. They didn't have an answer. You said, I think I could create it.
Yeah, absolutely. They were asking that, you know, I want to have a delivery date field on the checkout page. I want my customers to choose a delivery date. Because there are many businesses like florists who do want to deliver on a date.
Right.
And that's how the first plugin, you know, got built.
You know what? It made no sense to me when I first saw that plugin. I thought maybe this was the first one you created and then you learned that this doesn't apply to a lot of people. But every time you give me a use case, I go, right, of course, it does make sense.
Yeah.
Okay, so you built it. How long did it take you to create it?
I don't think it took me more than 1 week to create the first version of it.
Okay, how'd you get your first customers? Going back to the forum?
I actually asked one of my friends in Dubai to first do a test transaction.
Okay.
Because, you know, we had to make sure that international clients can buy from our site. And I told him so that, you know, I then made sure that the site was working fine, the payments were working fine. And I think, yeah, the first customers did come through the WordPress.org, you know.
Because you're in their marketplace.
Yeah, because we had a free version and a paid version, both. So it definitely came through that.
The free version, was it the same as the paid version, but the paid version came with customer service? No.
No, the paid version always had more features. The paid version always had more features. And customer service we give for both. For the free version also we give customer service, and for the paid version also we give customer service.
So then what was the difference between the free and the paid?
Yeah, I don't remember the exact difference right now, but I think in the paid version, we would allow to for the customers to disable certain weekdays. Let's say if you don't deliver on a Sunday, You could do that in the paid version, but, you know, not in the free version. Something like that, you know.
I saw that you then started adding other plugins, like you had Viral Coupon Lite. This plugin allows customers to like on Facebook and then earn a discount. There's the email domain checker to validate the email addresses people are typing into your site. It was you saying, you know what? I think I found my niche. I'm going to create these different products.
Yeah.
I don't know you well enough for this not to like to know whether you're going to be insulted by this or not, but the language on the site, I feel like it's not written grammatically correct.
Yeah, I agree, you know, and that is not an insult because if you see, or if you would have seen the previous version of our website, I'm talking of way back in 2013.
Oh, believe me, I'm seeing it.
You are?
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, look.
Custom, you know?
Look at my iPad.
Oh, absolutely. So this site, customers would tell us that, you know, we think this is a scam. Are you real? You know?
I wouldn't say that, but okay.
But yeah, you know, I think that was important feedback. And we realized that we are not the best creative guys to you know, handle our own website. And now is the time to, you know, hire someone to make sure that we, you know, we have something more professional on that.
Okay.
So yeah, I am definitely not insulted, you know, by the language. I know we need to, you know, improve on that.
It did improve and improve. The first versions of the site that I saw looked a lot like a WordPress site with like the blog posts with on the right side links to your products.
Right.
All right. Let me take a moment to talk about my second sponsor. If you're out there and you're hiring, you've got to understand that the best developers can outdo 10 mediocre. What are you drinking, by the way?
It's the water. It's
just water. Plain water. I'm a tea person.
Yeah, I didn't want to have tea this late. It's actually 2 a.m. in India.
Oh, no. So. And I thought, I so must have miscalculated. You know what I was doing? I was taking I'm screaming into the mic. Thank you so much for being up this late. I was looking at the time when you told me you are, I think it's -5 or
plus
what was it?
Plus five.
I wonder if that's where I screwed it up. But I was taking care of my kids at the time, doing homeschooling. I'm teaching my kid math and reading. And and at the same time, we were like chatting on Twitter direct messages.
That's okay. No, that's okay. Completely
thank
okay.
you for telling me. Wow. I should come back to this sponsor. Thanks. You know, this is like really challenging. One of the things that I need to start doing with the kids is setting up a schedule. The first week was okay for me to wing it. After that, I need a clear schedule. What's the agenda for the day for each kid? Who is going to participate in helping them? So it can't all be me sitting there and watching him as he goes through flashcards to learn how to read. And the other one goes through, it needs to be who in the family. Actually, I checked in with my family. I said to my dad, you like math? Can you do the math class for the kid? It's super easy. He said, no, don't ask me about that. Zoom is going to be this and this, that. Okay. All right, dad, fine.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go look. Absolutely. I'm actually going to go look for a friend's kid who needs a job, and I'm going to find someone who will go through the project, but it'll be a set time.
Absolutely. How many kids do you have, Andrew?
2 kids, 5-year-old and a 3-year-old. How about you?
Yeah, 2, both daughters, 6-year-old and 2-year-old.
So roughly the same as me. What are you doing with the kids during the day?
I'm largely locked up in my own room where I work from. And because it's Mumbai, the real estate here is very expensive. So it's the apartments are not as huge, you know, as you want them to be. So we typically lock the rooms, and there are set times when, you know, I kind of come out from the office, take a break of 5-10 minutes and spend some time with them.
Yep.
It's during lunchtime and during the evening tea time. That's when we, you know, we spend like 10-15 minutes together. And apart from that, we are actually in a joint family. So it's my family, me, my wife, my 2 kids, my brother, his wife, their 2 kids, and my mom and dad. So because we
all living together.
All living together.
Oh, that helps a lot. Yeah.
That helps. Yeah. So because we have 4 kids, so they play with each other, you know, they just regret that they are not able to go outside.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, they can take care of themselves with, you know, with all of them around. And
are you doing homeschooling too?
No, we are not. The schools are now shut. You know,
so you're just letting them play. You're not sweating the academic stuff right now.
No, not right now. They were actually, the vacations were due, in April. Their term is almost over. Yeah, their term was almost getting over. But we do try to squeeze in like 1 hour of study in a day, not more. And my wife takes care of that. So my kid's
about to just either pass out or hit me with the freaking flashcards. To make things, I signed, not signed him up. We were doing these Mo Willems videos. He's an author that kids like. So he's teaching kids every day how to draw. And It's kind of cool that he does it and he has this follow-up process. But he said, as he was teaching them how to make a board game, he looked and he said, all right, the teachers are probably not going to like that I'm saying this, but we're going to write the word fart into like one of the boxes. And I thought, all right, I'm going to do that too. And so I added it to his flashcards to teach him how to read. And then we take the flashcards and we combine them into sentences. And he loved and loved and loved it. So it's a lot of creativity around this and a lot of bending the rules.
Yeah.
but I'm getting the hang of it. What I need to do is find a good schedule because my wife works from home too. Yeah. And she works for a company that's here in Silicon Valley, very demanding. Mm-hmm. And they're now trying to figure out their schedule. I have a more flexible schedule. I'm the one who does the education. Plus I'm the one who's just very anal about wanting to make sure that the kids learn all the time. So I lead that. All right, I should come back and say, listen, guys, if you're out there listening to me, you've heard me talk about how amazing the developers are at TopTal, but you probably wrote it off because you know what? I get paid to say that. What you can't write off is the fact that I bring on interviewees who said that not only do they think that TopTal has great developers, but they have hired from TopTal. Both investors have said this and entrepreneurs. And if you are out there looking to hire, you owe it to yourself to say, let's explore this thing. Maybe I could hire someone on a temporary basis even from TopTal. Let's see what they got. Bring your biggest, boldest hiring challenges to toptal.com/mixergy. You'll get 80 hours of developer credit when you pay for your first 80 hours, in addition to a no-risk trial period of up to 2 weeks. That is top as in top of your head, tal as in talent, toptal.com/mixergy, toptal.com/mixergy. And I'm appreciative that they're still sponsoring. Thank you, TopTal. All right. You started to say that you got customers from being in the WordPress directory. Where else did you get customers as you were developing?
Right. So a few of our plugins have been developed as projects for customers. So the booking plugin was actually a project for one of the customers who needed a booking solution with WooCommerce. The Abandoned Cart plugin was also developed as a project for one of the customers. So, I used to keep on looking on Elance that, what is it that customers are asking? And I used to match that with the ideas forum on WooCommerce's website, where they have a section where people can ask, the ideas for plugins and people can vote. And I was observing that the booking plugin is, being asked by a lot of people. And Abandoned Carts was also being asked by a lot of people.
And so you saw that they were asking. Sorry, I'm interrupting. I should let you go. I'm getting excited about the process.
So their customers were asking, on WooCommerce's website that they do need a plugin for this purpose. And I found two people, who had posted as a project on Elance. So I said that, this will fund my initial development for the plugin. And I told the customers that I'm going to release this as a plugin once I give it to you. So if you're not okay with that, then we shouldn't work together, but I will ship this as a plugin. Fortunately, they were okay with that.
Oh, sorry, I just lost your audio. I think you might have covered a mic.
So they were okay with me releasing it as a plugin. And that funded the initial, 1.0 version of these plugins.
So you found a client to fund it. I thought you were finding a client also to learn what a specific customer needed that you couldn't get from the forums. Is that right too?
Yeah, that's the other aspect of it. But this was this thing that I explained that was mainly about, let's say, if customers are asking for a booking plugin in WooCommerce. Now, there are two options. Either I spend 1-2 months by myself and I do it, or I have a customer who wants a booking plugin and I do it for him. He pays me, and I am also releasing it as a plugin. So I got, So I got two customers who were looking for the booking plugin and the abandoned cart plugin. And so we funded the initial development from those customers. They got what they wanted, and I released them as plugins.
So you have basically paid to create the first version, covered the cost. You had your cost of your time. Got it.
Yeah.
And then were people as excited about it as you expected? Was the market there for it?
Yeah,
there was.
They were. Okay. Yeah, they were. Absolutely.
What about this? Again, I'm going back to your earlier versions of your site, and I see Jingo Shop plugins.
Jingo Shop, yeah.
Jingo. I never heard of it. Was this also created in the same model where you found a customer who would pay you to build it for them and then you put it up on your site as a plugin?
So Jingo Shop, I'm not sure if you are aware about the open source philosophy. All our plugins, WordPress is open source, WooCommerce is open source. And in open source, you can take any software, any product, you can release it as your own, just that the requirement is that you have to give due credit, to wherever you have, taken the product from.
Okay.
So WooCommerce was actually taken as a fork from Jingo Shop.
Okay.
So Jingo Shop had their own e-commerce plugin. WooCommerce, took the Jingo Shop plugin. They gave them the credit where it was required that, we are forking the Jingo Shop plugin, and then they created their own version of the e-commerce plugin.
Okay.
So the initial idea for me was that if order delivery date is working for WooCommerce, I should do it for Jingo Shop. I should do it for WP e-commerce. Why not? We also did it for OpenCart. OpenCart is a completely different e-commerce software altogether.
And did you end up getting customers before you moved it to them? Or did you say, I think it's going to work because there's a market here?
Yeah, the biggest customers we were getting were for WooCommerce plugins. Because, WooCommerce, the plugin itself was created very nicely. It had all the features that people wanted in an e-commerce plugin. So that's how, as WooCommerce grew, even our plugins grew along with it.
All right, I'm following you. I think this makes sense. Charging $9.99 doesn't make sense, or whatever you were charging. At what point did you say, we got to go subscription?
I think it was when WooCommerce themselves decided that, lifetime licenses are not sustainable.
Mm.
So, everyone in the market changed their models, and so did we. The only hesitancy was that will people, continue to pay again and again? They do pay. So
I couldn't figure out, did you grandfather in the people who already paid for the software? You did, right? And then, anyone else who wanted to buy from then on had to pay an annual license. And what was the annual first license. Annual price?
So different plugins have different prices. So if the plugin is sold for $49, initially we had a 50% renewal discount. So you would pay $49 when you purchase, and then it would be $24.5 every year.
Okay.
And then last year, we changed that as well. So we removed the renewal discounts, and now you have to pay the same fee every year. So if you buy something for $99, you continue to pay the $99 yearly. It is okay if you don't renew. You will not receive the customer support and the plugin updates in future.
Which eventually means, because things change so much on the platform, it eventually just stops working, which is the way it works.
It won't stop working because it's not like SaaS, where we have the control of the code. The code is already with the customer. The plugin is with the customer.
Right. But the underlying platform changes so much that it stops working. I bought one of the early themes from WooCommerce before the WooCommerce, they were WooThemes. I bought it for my wife's site. It eventually, even though we're just talking about a theme, a design, it eventually stops working as changes are made to the underlying WordPress platform. It's fine. I actually think that it's the model as it goes. How much did life improve once you shifted to annual pricing?
It did. It did improve a lot. And, we have seen about 40% growth because of, because of that.
And more dependability?
Recurring business. Yeah, more, you know, much more. We don't have to worry now about, you know, about how many new sales are we going to make, you know? It's reassuring to kind of, you know, not worry about that.
And you're not seeing an increase in churn. You're seeing a little bit of a growth. Consider, is it a little bit of a growth?
No, we are seeing quite a handsome growth, I would say.
Okay.
Although we kind of know we could have done much better.
Yeah.
And we have been constantly working on that. But
what would have made you do better as a business?
As a business, our plugins, the products which we have, they lack, let's say, some basic things in terms of user experience.
Okay.
Let's say you talked about grammar, you know, so having the right messaging on the site, on the products. Eventually our goal is that whatever products we have, we want to make sure that we are among the top three. We don't want to build 50 products. You know, we are okay with having, 12, 15, 20 products, not more than that.
Okay.
But because each of our products do serve a real niche, you know, we want to go really deep into that. Like bookings, you know, is a huge domain. Abandoned carts, you know, can help a small business so much.
Some of your plugins have add-ons in addition to them, like the appointment plugin has a recurring bookings add-on.
Exactly.
$5.59. Right. So I get what one of the things you're saying is, look, we want to make sure that we have enough, but not overwhelm ourselves and have
volume, you know, like number of plugins does not excite me. As I said, you know, I just want to make sure that we are among the top, you know, three in whichever domain we are serving. That's the end goal.
Why did you never switch or add on Shopify as that platform was getting bigger?
We did create one add-on for Shopify last year. We have done that. And we have not been able to devote much time after we have created it because of the limited team size that we have. But Shopify is definitely something that, you know, I want to do. And possibly in this year, we might release one more product or add-on for Shopify. But that is definitely a growing market. And the main reason is that, you know, I want to build a plugin for Shopify is that Shopify is also equally serving small businesses in a huge way.
Yeah.
And, that's the mission of me working into this, that we want to help small businesses. It doesn't matter what technology, what platform, you know, do we use. But helping small businesses is very empowering.
I'm excited to see that you're doing better. I'm excited to see that you're still standing, frankly. I've been running down Valencia Street here in San Francisco, and it's been so disheartening to see how many restaurants, how many stores are now boarded up. I'm taking pictures of it so that we remember. Oh. It's interesting to see that the online world is in many ways growing, especially e-commerce, it seems, is doing well. And now I'm seeing more businesses that support e-commerce sites are doing well. The website is Taiki Softwares. I wish there wasn't an S at the end of softwares. Can I say that? Taiki Software. Software is plural enough. What do you think of that?
Yeah. We have had long discussions on that with David and with many people, because softwares is not a word. You know, software itself is plural, as you said. So a rebranding actually is on the cards for us sometime this year. Taiki Software.
And Taiki is the goddess of fortune. Am I right?
It's the Greek goddess of fortune. That's how, I chose the name for it.
That's where it came from. The thing that I did see as I researched you is the reviews are phenomenal. If I look at people who are using the product themselves, that to me says a lot more even than talking to the salesperson who talks to the people more than talking to the founder. I did look at reviews and I did see that people are actually very enthusiastic. And so I'm very happy to have you on here, and I'm proud to see that you're doing well. And I hope this won't be our last time together.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think customer reviews are, you know, are what keeps us motivated. They are like our oxygen, you know.
Yeah. It's so hard to explain to people how much it means for a founder to get, for a company to get a positive message back. The only thing that I think about for that is the founder of FreshBooks about 10 years ago when I interviewed him, somewhere around there. I asked him, what kept you going when this thing wasn't working? He said, yeah, we weren't profitable, but we were getting nice positive feedback. Mike McDermott said this.
Absolutely.
And since then, whenever I use software that I really like, I find the founder's contact information. I send her a message. I say, thank you, even if it's just via direct message. Often it doesn't do anything except maybe make us both feel better, make me take a moment, the way that some people pray before they put some food in their mouths. It takes a moment to make me appreciate what I have. Sometimes it leads to a conversation that then does something productive. But I understand what you're saying about that positive
reading. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's right.
All right. I want to thank you for being here. It's Tyki Softwares. We'll, of course, link it up for anyone who wants to go over to take a look at the site. And I'm going to let you go to sleep and I'm going to go head off. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Andrew. It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Same here. Bye. Bye, everyone. Yep.